This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Find something nice for yourself or, you know, someone you love at the Diamond Shop. They're in Clayton. And when you shop at the Diamond Shop, whether you walk in and you know exactly what it is that you're looking to purchase, or you just know exactly who you want to purchase it for, maybe it's yourself, maybe it's for somebody you love, and you want to mark the occasion, you've got a budget, but you're not 100% sure what direction to go. Whether you know exactly what you're looking for, you need a little guidance along the way. When you shop at the Diamond Shop in Clayton, the Diamond Shop's been around since 1910 in St. Louis. They're located now in Clayton. You are going to be surrounded by experts that are going to respect everything that you walk into the store, knowing or not knowing. They're kind, they're good people, and they are absolutely fantastic at what they do. That's how they've been around for over 100 years here in St. Louis. A reminder that they also offer 6 months same as cash. So if you're looking to get something maybe for Christmas, right now is a great time to go in and start that shopping process and spread those payments out over a few months to make it a little more affordable. You can find them online at thediamondshop.net.
Mark Cox here. Join me, Annie Fry, and Mark Reardon, along with Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw of the Retirement Advisory Group for the Protecting Your Retirement educational event, Tuesday, August 6th. It's at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. Seats are limited, so go online at retirementkey.com. Here's Thomas and Bob with more.
Are you nearing retirement or already retired and wondering what to do with your life savings? Are you concerned how a major market correction will affect your retirement? Would you like to have a personalized, structured income plan that shows you the monthly income you'll receive in retirement and how to never outlive it?
Did you also know if you're 59 and a half or older, you can roll over your company retirement plan tax-free to protect your nest egg from any more losses? You'll get all the answers and more. If you're 59 and a half or older, you cannot afford to miss this event.
Protect your retirement nest egg and join the official financial advisors of my show, Thomas Helbig and Bob Kershaw, Tuesday, August 6th at the Frontenac Hilton at 6:30 p.m. Go online at retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Hi, I'm Officer John Van Gordon, recruiter with the Springfield Police Department. We are currently looking for driven, qualified, and team-oriented citizens to become the next generation of community-minded servants here in Springfield. Our salaries and benefits are paid from day one. Plus, right now, new recruits are eligible to receive a $5,000 hiring incentive, and experienced officers looking to transfer are eligible for $10,000. To learn more, visit gospd.com. That's gospd.com.
Brought to you by the Springfield, Missouri Police Department.
It's what's happening.
And she is going to be the next president.
Right now,
Director Cheadle.
I don't think she should resign. I think she should have been fired.
Keeping you informed.
Ma'am, you are a DEI horror story.
97.1 FM Talk.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Beautiful Friday here in St. Louis. We're glad that you are with us. But there's a lot of talk out there right now about Kamala Harris and whether or not she was the border czar. Can we move past that? It doesn't matter what the name is, the word is. When we talked to Tammy Bruce yesterday, her book Fear Itself, This is exactly what she's talking about. Words. The left gains power and control by language. Don't play the game. They can't beat you in a game that you don't show up to play, which is really what Donald Trump kind of laid the groundwork for in 2016. Is she the border czar? What the heck does it matter if she was the border czar? The only thing that Republicans should be doing right now is going, Vice President Harris or Madam Vice President or whatever the respectful way is to say that. Are you proud of the border policy of the Biden-Harris administration? Question mark, pause, and wait. Let her answer for the policy of the administration, the one that she is a part of. Then you can read back to her the words that she has said out loud about what her responsibility is. You never even have to say the words border czar. We're spending very valuable minutes right now arguing over some stupid name. First of all, the name czar sounds stupid. Isn't that like a Russian term?
Yeah, it's Russian.
Get it out of here.
Get that out
Get
of the election
of
entirely.
Yeah, listen, March 24th, 2021, Joe Biden speaking at a group
meeting. I've asked her, the VP today, because she's the most qualified person to do it, to lead our efforts with Mexico and the Northern Triangle and the countries that help us. We're going to need help in stemming the movement of so many folks, stemming the migration to our southern border. So this new surge we're dealing with now started with the last administration, but it's our responsibility to deal with it humanely and to stop what's happening. And so this increase has been consequential. But the vice president's agreed, among the multiple other things that have in the meeting, and I appreciate it, agreed to lead our diplomatic effort and work with those nations to accept the returnees and enhance migration enforcement at their borders.
Two things from that clip. First of all, Joe Biden actually sounds more like Senator Joe Biden there than he does the current president.
Yeah.
There's a dramatic difference in the way he's still not speaking powerfully and clearly, but he sounds more like Senator Joe Biden, Vice President Joe Biden, than he does current President Joe Biden. Secondly, it's very explicitly made clear that Kamala Harris is in charge of the administration's border position, in Joe Biden's words, because she is the most qualified to do it. Okay, stop worrying about the words border czar. It's something that the media anointed Kamala Harris with, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we call it. Stop playing their stupid games. It's obvious that they come out, they're trying to get ahead of separation of Kamala Harris and the border policy of the Biden administration. They are trying to separate the issue. And Republicans are like, oh, we've been calling her the border czar the whole time. No, you want it. Who cares? Stop playing their game. It's a stupid game anyway. Here is Kamala Harris speaking on the issue.
Folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come.
A departure there. You can tell it's her policy because she said do not and not just don't.
Yeah, it's very forceful.
Do not come, three words, which is three times as many words as Biden's policy. See, she offers more.
She really stuck with that, too.
That was June 2021. After the March 24th, 2021 command from the President of the United States, Kamala Harris, you're the most qualified person for the border job. I put you in charge of it. She says, yes, sir. And she goes down to Guatemala because she was, what is it, the triangle, the something triangle?
The gold triangle countries. I thought you were referring to something else.
And Mexico. And she is going down there in response to being put in charge of this issue. Mm-hmm. And her response is, don't come. And then they were all like, okay, Kamala, we'll stop. No, that didn't happen. They kept coming. They kept coming. And then they'd be interviewed by media outlets. And they'll be like, Joe Biden told us to come. Like, literally what happened? Just listen to their words. Does any of it matter if she's the border czar or not? It does not matter. It is inconsequential. Stop playing their game. I'm going to play this Ducey clip because I love Ducey. Let's listen in to Corinne Jean.
So the first one says Vice President Harris was never appointed border czar. There's never been such a position. It doesn't exist. Why are Democrats so sensitive about the vice president and the border?
Why are Republicans so sensitive about actually not owning up to them getting in the way of a border deal? Why? Why won't they own up to that? Why won't they own up to the last president told them not to move forward? It was a bipartisan deal on just right there, available to them, and they voted twice against it.
Ah, hell! This woman!
Ooh, she turned it on Ducey. What's Ducey going to say now?
First of all, Corinne Jean-Pierre completely didn't answer the question.
No.
She's like, why do the Republicans not get on the border bill? It's because the Republicans passed a border bill called H.R. 2 way before the Democrats even put together something. Okay, yes, I correct myself. A Republican senator put it together, and he didn't even vote for it himself.
Yeah.
Because it was a bad deal. That's why. Because it's a bad deal. Because it just streamlined the process of people coming into this country. It didn't stop them from coming into this country. Kamala Harris has said over and over and over again that migrant individuals are not criminals. She does not believe it's a crime to cross the southern border and come into this country. She believes that anybody here should have free health care. Who's paying for that? Because if you're not in the system, you're not paying taxes, which means the people getting the free health care are not part of the system that's paying for it. Which means it wouldn't be free. I guess it would be free for some.
Oh, yeah.
She does have me there.
The best part of that quote-unquote bipartisan bill was where after 2,500 illegal immigrants cross per day, then they say, we'll start enforcing some of the law. Like, why would Republicans take that?
I implore everybody, don't ever say the words borders are again. Stop it. It will stop Democrats in their tracks. They'll be like, oh, man, I thought we were on a good one here. We were on a tear. We had the Republicans all in a tizzy going, everybody was saying borders are. Yes, the media said it over and over and over and over and over again. And it was not Fox News that was saying it. Yes, they probably did say it along the way as an accusatory way to be like, hey, czar, do something. But the whole media was like, lauding Kamala Harris for this big responsibility that needed to take place. We've got a border issue. Kamala Harris trotted herself out there in front of cameras all the time to talk about how bad it was in the 4 years leading up to. Look at the charts. Listen, if numbers and facts hurt your feelings, just say it out loud so I know from the beginning. It makes my conversation with you simpler. She used the responsibility that was bestowed upon her by the president of the United States because Joe Biden, and I quote, said Kamala Harris is the most qualified person for the job. Mm-hmm. No, he didn't call her a border czar. She's not the border czar. Fine. Put it on Joe Biden. But Kamala Harris was delegated with the responsibility to enact the Biden policy on the border. And here we have it. How do you feel? Do you want more of this? What's behind door number two? It's Kamala Harris with more crap policy on the southern border. And she's not the border czar. That's what she needs. If I were running the Fox Chirons, every time I had Kamala Harris on the screen, I'd say Kamala Harris, vice president, not border czar.
She did defend the policies of the Biden administration over and over and over on the border.
In a way to attack the Trump policies. Do you know what the Biden border policy is? Undo what Trump did.
Yeah, there is no policy.
That's the policy.
Yeah, if Trump did it, we're just going to do the opposite on everything, border included.
Stop talking about border czars.
That, you know, they probably, the border probably would not even be an issue if Trump had not made it an issue, because Democrats then decided, well, if Trump talked about it, then we must be against it. Who cares about everything we've ever said about the border in the past? Now we're against having a border because Donald Trump wanted to have a border.
Just pay attention. Well, folks, okay, listen. Politics is about control. And you're really like at the very root of it, you're trying to control two things. How people think, but more importantly, how people feel. And if you can manipulate, I mean, that's what politics is. If you can manipulate how people think and how people feel, you can influence both of those things with truth and with perspective on the truth. And you can have a perspective on the truth that isn't disingenuous, that isn't deceitful. You can also understand, work very hard to understand what is true so that you can divert attention from that. You have to know what is true, what is real, what is right in front of you in order to appropriately distract people from what is true. You have to identify the position that you need to have people look away from. The Border Czar comment surrounding Kamala Harris is a A1 distraction. It's I mean, we're pulling our hair out over the fact that the Democrats said one thing a few years ago, and now they're like, that didn't happen. 3 weeks ago, Joe Biden was the most competent, capable to be in the presidency and was running for re-election, and then he's out. And it's like, what a hero. Kamala Harris is the most competent, capable person to be the president of the United States today. That's why I don't know what's going to happen at the DNC convention. I don't know if Michelle Obama is not going to walk out there and say, I'm the top of the ticket, and Kamala Harris is the vice president, and we're going to have two black women on this ticket for the first time in American history. This country will be led by two black individuals, will be led by two women, and it'll be the best administration that this country has ever seen. Blah, blah, blah. Do your political thing. I don't know that that's not going to happen. I'm still scared that it is going to happen. I'm excited for the end of the convention so I can stop having these agitations in my brain that I need to put away. You can't believe anything anyone says. And I mean, the God's honest truth. They might not know what they're going to do at the convention today on Friday, July 26th. That could still be in flux. See what the polls do. See where the money comes in. See where the money stops coming in. See how people react to Kamala Harris. There's always a honeymoon period, and then it starts to dissipate because natural occurrences in a campaign end up moving forward. We don't know what's going to happen. If Donald Trump were to spend a lot of his money right now combating Kamala Harris in the media, after having spent a lot of money combating Joe Biden, that would be really good for Michelle Obama. He'd have to start all over from scratch again. He's actually gone to the FEC and said, hey, this is, I don't know if he called it fraud or whatever, but kind of saying, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden gets the nomination. He's the guy, presumptive nominee, and now you're just going to go to Kamala Harris? I'm not okay with that. I don't know that he's going to get anywhere with it. Why wouldn't they do it again? I don't trust anything. Stop worrying about whether or not she was the Border Czar. You know the facts of the matter. The facts of the matter is that the Biden administration put Kamala Harris in charge of the border. Call it whatever you want. Don't call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. The policies are disastrous, and they are Harris policies. In fact, they're probably more restrictive than Harris policies. Ask Kamala Harris what she wants to do with the border. Don't ask her if she's the border czar. Don't ask anybody if they think she's the border czar. Ask what Harris's policies are. That's enough. It's a winning strategy because it gets to the truth of the matter. Let's do Ask Me Anything.
I don't think I trust the media anymore.
You're so ridiculous. Doug's question for us is, we're going to ask this in the next segment, in the theme of body doubles. Our YouTube poll today, Freaky Friday, dipping our toe in the conspiracy world poll. Have we publicly seen more than one Joe Biden? Yes or no? We are 3-for-3 no in the room, but we want to know what you think. And it's actually very close now. It wasn't very close before. As your votes have started to roll in, it's gotten a little bit closer in the yes or no vote. Doug says, in the theme of body doubles, who would you want to play you in a movie? And I have no idea who I'd pick. I bet you guys know who you'd pick.
Are we picking for ourselves or for each other?
The question is to pick for ourselves. I'd rather pick for each other. And we've got people suggesting in the comments who should play us. So we'll read some of those responses when we come back. Sound good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We'll be right back.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me anything.
Tell me the truth!
Okay, I have a question before we get to some of the ones that are in there, because I legitimately thought this to myself, like, I wonder what other people think. If you have a question, you can comment it on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are currently fielding answers for, was it Doug's question or somebody else's that said, wanted to know who would play us in a movie? He wanted to know who we would think would play us in a movie. I would rather know who you guys would think would play us in a movie. I don't know, maybe we have answers to that. My question is to you guys, and I wonder if you have definitive answers to this. At what point are you running a red light? Do you have to, like, make the intersection completely by yellow? Do you have to get through the intersection at yellow? Do you just have to get your license plate in front of the line when it's yellow? When is it running a red light?
If I'm just in, like, a regular running errands, going to the grocery store place,
I don't think it matters.
I have
what
to,
you're doing.
It does.
No.
Then it's just you gotta have your bumper across the line before it.
Which line?
The first line.
The first line.
Yeah.
Not the finish line.
Not the finish line. No. Now, if I'm in the city and it's night, or I'm in a place that
it's,
I'm like,
optional,
then I'm considering running it as long as there's nobody that I'm going to get in the way of.
If you were driving through downtown St. Louis at any given time, do not expect anybody to ever stop at a red light. If you were going through an intersection 30 miles an hour, because that's the speed limit, or 25 or whatever it is, and it's green and you're just going, you break and look both ways,
mm-hmm,
or you might get smoked.
Yeah.
So what's the most extreme? Not because you fear for your life. I'm talking about, like,
just normal.
Like, you're in a hurry.
It's going yellow. Okay.
Or you're just going through traffic and you're like, ooh, do I go? Do I not go?
I'm pretty much going every time and assuming that it'll be okay. It's harder, though.
That is the most Ryan Wiggins philosophy.
It really is.
That has ever been spoken.
It's harder to do a turn on a yellow, though, because it takes longer. If you're going straight, it seems like you can get away with it.
So you're saying that if the front end of your car is past the first white line at yellow, you're feeling good about yourself?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So is like, you're feeling good about yourself, like you're not going to get a ticket, or like, when would you run?
What's
it?
Right?
Oh, what's right? I think once you're in the intersection, I think that's that white line, and that's when your bumper breaks that white line.
The first white line.
Yes.
So you,
like,
can
the
get
line
your,
you're supposed to stop at.
If you can get your bumper past the first white line before it turns
you're
red,
you're technically in the intersection.
Red said it. It's legal.
That's not how the law
that's
works.
That's like whenever you're... No. If you're making a left turn, you can go into the intersection and wait to make your left turn.
See, do you see how he's like, according to section C3.4... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is what happened whenever I was in driver's ed, because I got flipped off because I was doing what my driver's ed instructor told me to do. But he said, you pull out and you ease out into the intersection and then you can make your left turn. Yeah.
For not running a light?
No, I was in the intersection to make a left turn.
When it was, did you enter the intersection when it was
green
or yellow?
When it was green.
And it turned yellow.
And then it turned red and then I proceeded through.
What were you supposed to do? What are the other options?
That person was like expecting me not to be in the intersection. You're supposed to wait at the line for it to turn whatever your space.
I would think that that's correct. Not that that's what I do, but I would think that you should not enter the intersection until you can proceed to turn.
But that was what my driver's ed instructor was instructing me to do, because you can't proceed through an intersection until the intersection's clear. It doesn't matter if you have the green light or not. And he leaned across me and pointed and screamed something at the person that flipped me off.
Wait, the driver's ed teacher was yelling at the other guy?
Yes.
And he was like, according to
he's like, he was like, no, you have to wait.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay.
Coach Sergisketter, never forget it.
My goal is always to, I look at the light the whole time through. My goal is to get through without seeing it turn red.
Okay.
I don't think that you can get your front license plate across the white line when it's still yellow right before it turns red and be in the clear.
Like, if that's technically correct, how are you, like, the cop was like, no, you weren't, and that's such a judgment call.
Annie, there's a solution to your problem. Every time you go through an intersection, close your eyes.
How about no, Scott? You got a question you want to ask?
Yeah, if you could make one rule for the office that everybody had to follow, what would you do?
What would you do?
I would make reply alls illegal.
Oh, I might be seconding that one. Just reply to the person who sent it and CC the person who it's about.
I do sometimes feel bad if there's like a big congratulations and nobody follows up with anything, but
you don't know that they're not following
up. You don't know that they're not.
No, we have a bunch of good people who are saying, you know, everyone congratulates Brad for being like the emperor of the day or whatever he just got acknowledged
for. Yeah, he just
won
something.
And so you reply to Brad and maybe the supervisor who sent it out to like, hey, Brad, great job. We're super proud of you.
Yeah, it's hard not to congratulate the guy walking around in a robe all day.
I know. Why did they give him that?
With a scepter and a crown?
Robe and scepter. Yeah. Are you wearing anything under that?
That is high. That would be high on my list. Reply alls. I don't have a lot of gripes here. This has been a pretty great place to work.
Pretty good about a lot of those kind of nuanced things there.
I would.
Brad's like, Yeah.
I've got a list here. most of my stuff is like, if you see a piece of trash on the ground, pick it up.
Do you see a lot of trash on the ground?
I do. And
nobody does because he picks it all up.
But I pick it up. Like, especially in the bathroom, there's like paper towels on the ground or something like that. Just grab
it. Is it a bathroom issue?
It might be just a guy bathroom issue.
Maybe you guys are slobs.
They are. Not maybe. Oh, definitely.
He says.
Definitely are.
They are.
Yes. Yeah. I always wait until I know Brad's about to go, and then I go in there.
Goes in there. Makes a big dookie.
Use all the free cologne. The bathroom attendant's like, come on.
He slaps him in the face.
The only other thing, like, if I could make one rule for the world, I would outlaw, punishable by death, gum chewing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I hate it. I can't handle it.
Not even if they're doing it silently?
You can't do it silently.
I think you're right. Okay.
If you're using gum to like freshen your breath, take care of your business and get done with it. It just doesn't. It's very selfish. That's why I will never be bestowed with that kind of power.
What about Hi-Chew? It's a gum you can swallow.
It is?
That's the way it was marketed originally.
I don't think that's true. Marketed, yes, but I don't think that's true. Brad, do you have a question you want to ask?
Yeah. The question I had to ask is there anything major that you've recently just had to come to terms with, like you can't do anything about it and you just have to accept it now?
What's yours?
I'm trying to think of what it was when I wrote this question down. And I think this is whenever I was thinking about looking at the clock and seeing time pass and that sort of thing. And it's like, you just can't do anything about it and you just got to come to terms with it.
I'm working really hard to try to, talk to Kamo about this, but accept the passage of time.
Ooh.
It's been very difficult for me to keep up with the speed with which my children are growing. But I can't say that I've come to terms with it. I know that I need to, but it's very difficult. I am burdened by that in a way that I think every parent understands. So I wouldn't say that it's excessive, but it is consuming at times. So what about you?
I think I'm depressed that I will never, I don't know that I'll ever sell a TV show. I've always wanted to. It's been my career dream to sell a show that I also wrote. And the way the industry is right now, they're just not making anything. If you notice, there's less being made now.
Could you make this a show?
Than there ever. Yeah, I could. But I didn't really write it, so it's reality. So it's just weird. I think that the whole industry is changing in such a way that I'm not sure there's going to be much being made. Like, everything switched so much to YouTube and content creators that even traditional movies, there's just less and less being made. So that's a weird thing to say about, like, oh, here's the industry trends. But it is something that I've always dreamed of doing that I just don't know what the future looks like for that.
A couple other questions that we have coming in here before we get to who would play us in a movie. If you could learn any musical instrument overnight, what would it be? Bobo wants to know.
Tuba.
I thought you already played the tuba. You always walk around with one.
That's for show. It's because it makes me
look
good.
But wouldn't it be cool if you could play it?
I just want people to look at it and go, oh, that's awesome.
It's like the tuba line of a song is not that exciting.
Ryan just wants to follow me around the office with it.
I mean, isn't that the womp womp?
Stop.
Isn't that what womp comes from, kind of?
I think that's a trumpet or trombone, isn't it? Like, womp womp. Yeah.
I don't know. We didn't need more tuba in our life. Brad, what would you learn?
I'm stuck between electric guitar and violin, but I think I'm leaning violin.
Do you play anything, Ryan?
Electric violin.
You're full of crap. Do you play anything, Ryan?
I play new heartstrings. No.
No.
He plays games. That's what he's done. He plays too much.
My heartstrings?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
That's how I get you to get me all those oatmeal cream pies.
I just do that when I want you to carry more of the burden of the 2 o'clock hour.
I just shut up in the 1 o'clock hour and then I'm like, here comes candy.
Exactly. Do you play any musical instruments?
No.
Brad, do you play any?
I can kind of play the bass guitar.
You can kind of play the bass
guitar? Yeah, a couple songs, you know, as long as it's pretty basic.
Like Smoke on the Water?
Yep, can do that one.
What's the bass line of that?
That boom, boom, boom,
yeah.
Boom.
Oh, well, that's boom, at least something.
The E string, open, third fret, fifth fret, open, 5-3 or something
like
that.
He's saying that like Ryan's going to go, oh, yes, you do know.
What I was going to do is I don't fret over any of it. Thank you very much. We'll be back next hour.
I have a violin. I would love to learn how to fiddle. Love, love, love to learn how to fiddle. I don't know how to fiddle.
If you could fiddle, would you dance around?
Even the music was like, shut up. I can play the piano. I can play the guitar. I can sing a little. I would love to learn how to fiddle.
I would love for you to learn how to fiddle. Because then you could get a cabin in the woods.
What is that song?
I don't know. What are you referring to?
I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm making a whole character out of you.
Josh wants to know, if Tulsi Gabbard ran as an independent, would you vote for her?
This year?
I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
No, I'm no voting doubt for about Trump. That. I wanted to vote for Tulsi Gabbard on the Trump ticket. We didn't talk about J.D. Vance as a pick, but he's not my fave. I think he's a great senator. That's fine. I just... Bobo wants to know, what's the worst thing about you? Brad, you go first.
Oh, gosh.
I need Ryan to pick one.
Ryan's going to need all day.
Maybe instead we should just say the worst things about each other. What's the worst thing about you, Brad?
Oh, man. I think it's my temper. I think that's the worst thing about me.
Do you agree with that, Ryan?
No, there's lots of worse things.
Go on.
I thought that's what the tuba was for. It was the therapy to keep him calm.
Oh, no, that's just when he doofs up. Uh-oh, he did a doof again.
What's the worst thing about you?
That I don't know how to play the tuba.
Currently.
Yeah, right now.
Top of mind.
Honest answer, I would say maybe I care too much. I'm too punctual. You know, I mean, there are things.
You know, in a roundabout way, you are answering the question.
What about you?
How judgmental I feel right now.
Yeah.
The worst thing about me is, I don't know if it's the worst thing about me, but I'm going to rephrase it to the thing I like the least about me is that, first of all, I'm an introvert. By nature, I am good at being an extrovert, but it takes work to be an extrovert for me. There have been a few things that have happened to me over the course of my life that have been socially very painful. And so my fight or flight reaction to that is to just, you guys can vouch this because you're in my inner circle, but you're not in my innermost circle because, like, there's nobody in my innermost circle other than maybe my husband and my kids. But I just am a very closed off person, and it is a defense mechanism that I feel like serves me well, but is probably also punitive. I mean, being a public figure in whatever capacity, I wouldn't call myself a celebrity, but I'm a public figure. You can Google me and find out pretty much what I think about anything that I have made myself be very closed off. And I've, you know, I've had very close relationships in school that ended up being, like when I was a kid, that ended up falling apart in dramatic ways, but not really in ways that middle school kids don't deal with. It's not really like particular to me. Everybody has an experience like that. That started me closing off in junior high, and then with like church family. I say this and I don't like to talk about this, but I do bring it up because I get so much feedback from people who know what it's like to have to break away from a church family and how complicated it is, and there's good and there's bad that comes along with it, and that is very painful to go through. So then it's like you try not to set yourself up again to have a situation like that. Professionally, been very close to people, coworkers, that just ends up falling apart too. So what I do, and I don't love it about myself, I'm just not strong enough right now to have a different defense mechanism, is I'm just a very private person. And you guys probably have noticed.
You know what would help with that?
Tuba.
Yeah. But personally, I think the fiddle would help a lot with that.
If I learned or if you learned?
No, if you learned, because if you went through one of those times, you'd know waiting for at home for you right there is that fiddle. And maybe a little jig.
Sounds like a lot of work. I don't know. My friends that I have very close and dear friends that I've had for a long time, or the ones that I have developed friendships with in the last 10 or so years. And it's always for me quality over quantity. So, do you want to say what the worst thing is about you, or just that you're just so great and it's a burden on people?
I don't know. I do have a temper at times, too. Here's what one of the worst things about me is: I'm very impatient. I just want things to happen way faster than anybody is capable of making them happen.
I think that's pretty relatable, too.
Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we're going to get to a list. Are there any of these suggestions that people have made of who would play you in a movie that you particularly love that you've seen so far?
Yeah, I get some pretty good ones out there.
All right. Well, if you've got suggestions for who should play us in a movie, give us your suggestions on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. It's our Freaky Friday conspiracy theory poll. We want to know if you think that you've publicly seen more than one Joe Biden, yes or no. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. All right. We had a question originally from a listener who wanted to know who would play us in a movie. Doug said, in the theme of body doubles, who would you want to play you in a movie? Do you guys have anybody who you would want to play you in a movie?
Yeah, I can go first. Terry Crews.
He's pretty sexy. It's just because he's part of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, isn't it?
Kinda, but he can move his pecs. He can make them dance.
He's not the only one.
Well, anybody who could, but I like him. He's funny. And he can move his pecs.
Move his pecs.
Okay, I'm not going to pick mine based on pecs, just so you know. Brad?
Mine's along the lines of Ryan's. I'd like Dave Bautista to play me.
Ooh, Dave Bautista's a good one.
Yeah, the dumb guy from Guardians?
Yeah, because he's funny and he can move his pecs.
Yeah, it's really important for a guy to
boys
be able to move his
so
pecs.
Boys are so weird.
Yeah.
If men!
Moving them is cool.
Can you imagine if women behaved like this?
I wouldn't mind if they did.
I know you would.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I have imagined that.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was a teenager, I'm like, man, I wonder if the world's like this, because that'd be great.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So here are some of the suggestions as to who would play us. I don't have a preference. I don't know who looks like me. Andy, our dear friend Andy, said Brad would be John Krasinski. Ryan would be Seth Rogen, and I would be Kirsten Dunst. That's interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
Grade that slate.
I'd give it a C, maybe C plus.
Yeah. C plus.
It's not awful.
Slate of electors.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst. I don't know. It could happen.
Frank says Hugh Jackman for Brad, Chris Elliott for Ryan.
Oh, come on.
I'd take that.
Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Chris. there's a difference between taking it and agreeing. Chris Elliott.
Yeah. You didn't know who it was, did you?
I didn't know.
Now you do.
He's the really creepy butler in like Scary Movie or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah. He was the star of Cabin Boy. No, he was a writer for David Letterman for a long time.
1000% agree with that.
Chris Elliott.
That's not fair.
Let me see your little hand, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Hugh Jackman.
You can go with Chris Elliott, but you can't go Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
No. You can't do that. That's
and
ridiculous.
Faith Hill. Yeah. I'm not mad about that. It's a little off, I would say. Doug says Brad would be played by Jon Favreau. Are we talking about the director or the politician?
I hope the director.
Good question. Hopefully director. Because I don't know what the politician looks like.
Jim Carrey would be Wiggins.
I could take that.
I think Jim Carrey could do a good Wiggins.
I don't think so. Steve Carell for Wiggins, G-Whip says.
I could take that.
Yep.
Potentially. Matt Damon as the Brad Range.
Matt, why are you getting these?
Maybe they think he's a good-looking guy. Chris Elliott.
That can't be true.
I only know Chris Elliott from having that really weird hand.
What? Is that one of the Scary Movie characters?
I don't remember. Yeah, it is. I don't really remember.
Does he have the fake baby hand or something in that?
He's like, my germs, and he sticks it in the mashed potatoes.
I don't
really know anything other than that man and that character.
Chris Elliott's funny, though.
Russell says, Annie, Jennifer Aniston. Well, that's kind and a bit too generous. Brad, George Clooney, Ryan Wiggins.
Endorsed. That means I'd be in a movie with George Clooney and Jennifer Aniston.
I love this one. I had to Google it. For Ryan, Paul Giamatti.
No, I don't endorse that.
That is Ryan Wiggins in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's old Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that.
That's in the film where you reflect on your career, your illustrious career.
Yeah. After the 2024 election, I took some time off to really reflect. And I haven't done anything since.
Vicky says, Annie, Blake Lively. Good grief, you people are very kind. Brad, Jim Caviezel. And Ryan Reynolds.
Done.
Aren't Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds married?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Ooh.
Jim Caviezel is in between them.
He's Jesus. Yeah,
leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
3 in 1, yet 3 separate parts. Josh says, Annie, Reese Witherspoon, Brad, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Wiggins.
Yep, I'd do that too.
George says, if Disney made the movie, Whoopi would play.
Yeah, Joy Behar.
I'll tell you what, Whoopi Goldberg is a huge Disney fan. Has she lost a lot of weight?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've seen her on some View clips lately, and it looks like she's dropped a lot of weight.
Okay.
I think Whoopi Goldberg is kind of an old-fashioned leftist that just doesn't care. Of all of the people on the View panel, I probably like her the most. Joy Behar is so insufferable. And then they put a token conservative on there that doesn't represent conservatives. Whoopi, to me, is the most honest of all of them. You at least get Whoopi from her, it seems. John Winkler says David Cross.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Who's he?
He's a comedian. He was on...
He was in that same movie as Chris Elliott. He was the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh, my gosh!
Arrested Development is probably his most famous show. Mr. Show.
Adrian Pilecki as Annie Fry, David Cross as Wiggins, working on Brad. I don't know who... Oh, Aaron Paul is Brad. Aaron Paul? Is that the Logan? No.
Mm-mm.
I'll have to Google these people. Thank you for the suggestions. We appreciate it. We're going to come back with a fun 2 o'clock hour. We might go over some things we missed during the week, and we'll take you into your weekend with an exhale here. We want to know if you think that you've publicly seen more than one Joe Biden, yes or no. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. All right. We had a question originally from a listener who wanted to know who would play us in a movie. Doug said, in the theme of body doubles, who would you want to play you in a movie? Do you guys have anybody who you would want to play you in a movie?
Yeah, I can go first. Terry Crews.
He's pretty sexy. It's just because he's part of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, isn't it?
Kinda, but he can move his pecs. He can make them dance.
He's not the only one.
Well, anybody who could, but I like him. He's funny. And he can move his pecs.
Okay, I'm not going to pick mine based on pecs, just so you know. Brad?
Mine's along the lines of Ryan's. I'd like Dave Bautista to play me.
Ooh, Dave Bautista's a good one.
Yeah, the dumb guy from Guardians?
Yeah, Because he's funny and he can move his pecs.
Yeah, it's really important for a guy to
boys
be able to move his
so
pecs.
Boys are so weird.
Yeah.
If men.
Moving them is cool.
Can you,
making them
can
dance.
Can you imagine if women behaved like this?
I wouldn't mind if they did.
I mean, I know you would.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure I have imagined that.
Yeah, when I was a teenager, I'm like, man, I wonder if the world's like this, because that'd be great.
You guys are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So here are some of the suggestions as to who would play us. I don't have a preference. I don't know who looks like me. Andy, our dear friend Andy, said Brad would be John Krasinski, Ryan would be Seth Rogen, and I would be Kirsten Dunst. That's interesting.
Ooh. Okay.
Grade that slate.
I'd give it a C, maybe C plus.
Yeah. C plus.
It's not awful.
Slate of electors.
Yeah. Kirsten Dunst. I don't know. It could happen.
Frank says Hugh Jackman for Brad, Chris Elliott for Ryan.
Oh, come on.
I'd take that.
Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Chris, there's a difference between taking it and agreeing. Chris Elliott.
Yeah. You didn't know who it was, did you?
I do
now. Now you do.
He's the really creepy butler in like Scary Movie or
yes.
something like that.
Yeah. He was the star of Cabin Boy. No, he was a writer for David Letterman for a long time.
1,000% agree with that.
Chris Elliott.
That's not fair.
Let me see your little hand, Ryan.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yes. Hugh Jackman.
You can go with Chris Elliott, but you can't go Hugh Jackman and Chris Elliott.
No. You can't do
Frank.
That. That's
and
ridiculous.
Faith Hill.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about that. This is a little off, I would say. Doug says Brad would be played by Jon Favreau. Are we talking about the director or the politician?
I hope the director.
Good question. Hopefully director. Because I don't know what the politician looks like.
Jim Carrey would be Wiggins.
I could take that.
I think Jim Carrey could do a good Wiggins.
I don't think so. Steve Carell for Wiggins, G-Whip says.
I could take that.
Yep.
Potentially. Matt Damon as the Brad Range.
Matt, why are you getting these?
Maybe they think he's a good-looking guy. Chris Elliott.
That can't be true.
I only know Chris Elliott from having that really weird hand.
What? Is that one of the Scary Movie characters?
I don't remember. Yeah, it is. I don't really remember.
Does he have the fake baby hand or something in that?
And he's like, my germs, and he sticks it in the mashed potatoes.
I don't really know anything other than that man and that character.
Chris Elliott's funny, though.
Russell says, Annie Jennifer Aniston. Well, that's kind and a bit too generous. Brad George Clooney, Ryan Wiggins.
Endorsed. That means I'd be in a movie with George Clooney and Jennifer Aniston.
I love this one. I had to Google it. For Ryan, Paul Giamatti.
No, I don't endorse that.
That is Ryan Wiggins in like 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's old Ryan Wiggins.
Yeah, I'm not fighting that.
That's in the film where you reflect on your career.
Yeah.
Your illustrious career.
Yeah. After the 2024 election, I took some time off to really reflect. And I haven't done anything since.
Vicky says, Annie, Blake Lively. Good grief, you people are very kind. Brad, Jim Caviezel. And Ryan Reynolds.
Done.
Aren't Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds married?
Oh, yeah, they are.
Ooh.
Jim Caviezel is in between them.
He's Jesus.
He's leave room for the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Three in one, yet three separate parts. Josh says Annie, Reese Witherspoon, Brad, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan Wiggins.
Yep, I'd do that too.
George says if Disney made the movie, Whoopi would play.
Yeah. Joy Behar.
I'll tell you what, Whoopi Goldberg is a huge Disney fan. Has she lost a lot of weight?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I've seen her on some View clips lately, and it looks like she's dropped a lot of weight.
Okay.
I think Whoopi Goldberg is kind of an old-fashioned leftist that just doesn't care. Of all of the people on the View panel, I probably like her the most. Joy Behar is so insufferable. And then they put a token conservative on there that doesn't represent conservatives. Whoopi, to me, is the most honest of all of them. You at least get Whoopi from her, it seems. John Winkler says David Cross.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do that.
Who's he?
He's a comedian. He was on.
He was in that same movie as Chris Elliott. He was the guy in the wheelchair.
Oh my gosh.
Arrested Development is probably his most famous show. Mr. Show.
Adrian Pilecki as Annie Fry, David Cross as Wiggins, working on Brad. I don't know who. Oh, Aaron Paul is Brad. Aaron Paul? Is that the Logan? No.
Mm-mm.
I have to Google these people. Thank you for the suggestions. We appreciate it. We're going to come back with a fun 2 o'clock hour. We might go over some things we missed during the week, and we'll take you into your weekend with an exhale here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.